Please lie on your back. Bend your knees. Bend your knees and take note. Take note whether you think it's actually easy to have your feet standing or not easy. Or how do you know if it's easy or not easy? Which one? If you think about the legs, they're kind of like two giant triangles of bone when they're bent. The knee is the top of the triangle. Then the part of the weight drops to the foot. So by the way, how does the weight drop to the left foot and right foot? On the heel, on the ball of the foot, on the outside edge, on the inside edge. And then from the knee, the other arm of the triangle, the weight drops back into your hip joint. Then through the hip joint, through the back of the pelvis, somehow makes its way to the ground, no? And make just a tiny exploratory movement of pushing a little bit upward, a little bit like a beginning 12-6. So that will just compare a little bit at the end. So this is just to find out how... See, so your pelvis is now rolling up and down, for sure on the back surface. But it's moving in relation to each femur. So it's also somehow pivoting, turning on the axis of the hip joints. We'll look at that again tomorrow. If you had those two wooden spoons sticking out of each side of your pelvis, except the wood went right through you, right? The pelvis pivots around that.
And,
sorry?
Jeez, it's so new.
Jeez, right. The wooden spoons or the pivoting? Yeah. I know, right, of course. Yeah, it was more up at the top, right? Yeah, more at the goal rather than at the start. You need both, the start and the goal, right? There you go. And can you imagine that as you roll your pelvis downward, you'll feel the contact on the back of the sacrum, but actually, the backs of the sitting bones, you're rolling on the backs of the sitting bones and whatever padding you carry on those bones. But there are bones. And just notice, when you think about rolling down towards, along those sitting bones, along the back of them, and towards the bottom, do you find that the pelvis, your pelvis, rolls down somehow further or more clearly or something? No. Okay. Now, just stay with the knees bent and lift the inside edges of your feet. Lift the inside edges of your feet a few times. And so that means that if any toes lift, it will just be like the big toe and maybe the second toe, maybe the third. But for sure, the little toe is not going to lift. And when you lift the inside edges of your feet, do your knees go open out? Does that space increase a bit? Okay. And then lift the outside edges of your feet and notice whether you can keep more or less the big toe or the base of the big toe on the ground. So don't lift your toes. Don't lift all the toes. They don't have to lift all of them away from the floor. So the big toes, you're going to roll over the inside edge of the big toes, and the outside toes you're going to lift. And do your knees now go to the inside? And if so, how much? And then alternate, once lifting the inside edge, once the outside edge. Might be clearer with one leg, less clear with the other. So you lift both inside edges or both outside edges. So it's not like skiing where you lift both inside edges, both outside. And go quickly, go really as fast as you can. And do your knees move more or less when you do it? Do your knees move more or less? I mean, do your knees go towards each other in a way more or less when you go faster? Okay, and stretch out your legs and contemplate the matter. And stand just your right foot. Good. And now do a funny kind of thing. You're going to listen to the whole instruction. You're going to bend your left knee and you're going to put it out to the side and you're going to put the inside edge of your left foot underneath the right foot. So your right foot's going to stand on the inside edge of your left foot. So you slide your left foot to really be under the right foot, which means more or less that the right foot is below your right sitting bone, isn't it? Right? Okay. And then like that, lift the outside edge of your right foot. And if it's possible to, so your foot isn't on the ankle, you actually try to put your right foot on the whole inside edge of the left foot. And see how you can do it. See how you can do it. And if you feel, and just keep lifting the outside edge, and if this is, so you're not pressing, that's part of the reason I think why you have the left foot underneath there, that you don't actually push with your right foot. You'd be squishing your own bones, so don't do that. And notice to what degree your right knee goes in. Your right knee goes in. Feel how your pelvis is rolled a little bit to the left. And if you begin to develop any strain in the sacroiliac joint or anywhere in your hip joints, you can support yourself, you can support your pelvis by putting something underneath the right side, the part that's lifted, or you can support the left leg so it doesn't hang out to the left so much, right? You can support from one side or the other. Maybe you even need both, but for sure you can support from one side, right? Because the right side of the pelvis is a little bit lifted. Your pelvis is rolled. And as you continue to lift this outer edge, maybe you can breathe without any big deal. And then can you begin to move the knee less and less? Move your knee less and less. So the knee tilts less and less. And you look for how to lift the outside edge of your foot anyway. Right? Because actually to be able to do all of this, so you don't lengthen the right knee, you don't tilt it anymore. You just imagine what in the world would be needed that you could lift the outside edge of that right foot and the knee could stay still. And if you can't, then keep your knee still and lift the outside edge in thought. Just lift the outside edge in thought. Okay, good. And leave it, please. Stretch out your legs and rest. Bend your left knee so your left foot is standing on the floor, and then place your right leg so that it's out to the side and your left foot stands on the inside edge. It's like standing on a really narrow place, isn't it? Right? It's like you're standing on the inside edge of the right foot. You taking care of Mama there? To make sure she's okay. No, just like make sure she's okay with the turn and the pelvis and the knee and everything. Yeah? Okay. And again, you may want to support yourself behind your pelvis on the left temporarily or permanently and begin to lift the outside edge of your left foot. And in the beginning, feel free to let your knee tilt in. Feel free to let your knee tilt in so that you can find What does easy breathing mean at this time of day? This temperature, this thing. And then begin to lessen the movement of the knee inward. Continue to monitor if you stop your breathing somewhere. Right, that because that'll tell you that you're straining, and when you're straining, the it that organizes everything will not be able to find a solution. So less and less you move the knee inward, and if you can't, the knee moves inward no matter what, then just in thought lift the outside edge and keep the knee facing the ceiling. Okay, and then leave that, stretch out that leg, both legs, and just rest. What might the eyes and the head have to do with such a tiny little movement? That's what we'll find out next. So bend your right leg and slide the left foot underneath the right one, as moments ago. And just a few times lift once the inside edge, once the outside edge, and just get less and less ambitious in terms of actually having the foot do much. But look for what you might do if it wasn't simply a movement of your knee. There might still be a movement of the knee, but it's not as though the movement of the knee is the major thing. Okay, and stay like this, but just pause a moment and put your left hand on your forehead, and as you continue to lift just the inside edge of your right foot, just the inside edge, begin to roll your head to the left and to the right. As you continue to lift just the inside edge of your foot, looking for options that you the knee moves less and less to the outside. So you lift just the inside edge of the foot, not the outside edge, and just notice, are you moving your head and the inside edge of your foot at the same rate? That means, does your head roll as quickly or as slowly as you lift the edge, or the two sort of linked together to make your life easier? And that's fine if it is, do it. But is your head roll more smoothly when you roll it to the left or to the right as you lift only the inside edge? So a few times roll your head just from the middle to the left, just from the middle to the left. And of course, you can do anything, but can you breathe easily when you do that, right? So your legs are arranged in that funny way where the right foot is standing on the inside edge of the left, and you're rolling your head from the middle to the left, listening if you can breathe smoothly and roll your head smoothly, and then roll your head with the help of your left hand from the middle to the right. From the middle to the right, as you continue lifting just the inside edge of your foot, while looking for the possibility that you move your knee less and less. So it's not about the hip joint in that way, where the knee moves away from the middle. And just stay with it a little bit more, which is start again to roll your head from one side to the other as you lift just the inside edge of your foot. And keep the rhythm of your head, but move your foot faster. So move your... In other words, roll your head a lot more slowly than you move your foot. So the foot goes really quickly, and the head goes slowly, and you breathe. Drives everybody nuts. So the foot goes really quickly, and the head goes slower than the foot. And it keeps going from one side to the other. That's it. And interestingly enough, more and more people's knees are doing less and less when the foot goes fast and the head goes slowly. And the breath continues, and leave it. Stretch out and compare left and right and then and now. The same way, so the right foot is standing on the inside edge of the left, your right hand is on your forehead, and as you lift the outside edge of the right foot, roll your head from the middle to the left a number of times. The first question is, can the head rolls smoothly and the foot moves smoothly? How would you adjust what you do to? And again, it could be that at the beginning, with one lifting of the outside edge, you have one rolling of your head to the left. And then keep lifting the outside edge and roll your head from the middle to the right. And this is one of those things that is so powerful and silly at the same time, that shifting yourself into some of that state of listening to yourself rather than figuring out the movement will be more helpful. Right? We did that in the morning with the breath and the lines. It's like you listen to yourself. And then for sure, there's a movement that you go. It's so easy to listen to the movement and not to oneself. So oneself is, what is oneself? The lines might be helpful. The breath in the belly. And then continue to lift the outside edge and roll your head all the way from left to right. Left to right. And then as you continue to roll your head to left and right, you can also alternate and lift the inside edge of the right foot. So the inside edge, the outside edge, and perhaps it's possible to roll your head slowly, and underneath your head, the foot just goes flip-flop, flip-flop. And if the foot lifts when you lift, once the inside edge and once the outside edge, and perhaps you can have an image of the knee just still not taking the knee so much, if at all, left and right. I'll take the knee left and right. You might start feeling an interesting kind of movement in the hip joint that's not abduction and adduction. Okay. Leave it wherever it is, and lengthen out and rest. by the way. Bend both knees so you have both feet on the floor. And a few times on the right foot, just lift once the inside edge, once the outside edge, slowly, quickly. Just feel how it feels with the right leg, how it organizes itself. And then compare to the left. And again on the right, again with the right. If by any chance your knee is moving less, tilting inward and tilting outward with the right leg, what actually happens in the femur? And the femur does move in the hip joint, but how? Right? Is that wild? It's kind of like this little internal rotation, internal external rotation. And if it's less clear, if it's less clear on the other side, then could be that it's not happening there yet. Okay. And now place the inside edge of your right foot underneath the left. And we'll start with lifting the lift the inside edge of the left foot now. Lift the inside edge of the left foot a few times. So it's the left foot that's standing on the right foot. And place your... It's kind of interesting. Why to roll the head? The heck of a difference will that make? So place your right hand on your forehead. And as you continue to lift the inside edge, and you roll your head to each side. You lift your head to each side. So we're working with the other in the other direction. In the other direction, we've changed legs. So for most people, that means that the left foot is standing on the right foot. Yeah, we've changed legs. I don't know what you did first, but that's a change for everybody here. Huh? And do you at all, if you make the movement really fine, you might notice that your head rolls more smoothly, either to the left or to the right. You know, what the heck happens inside that left hip joint when you have to continue to roll your head? It's wild. So roll it from the middle to the left a number of times, just using the lifting the inside edge. And then see if you can disassociate or uncouple the speed. So can you roll your head from the middle to the left and lift your foot several times as your head rolls to the left and several times as it rolls to the middle? La-di-da, the foot does its thing, the head rolls smoothly. And if the foot moves quickly, does the head move kind of like... And then roll your head, slow down your foot, roll your head from the middle to the right. You can change hands, so roll your head to the right with your left hand if you'd like. Continue to lift the inside edge as you roll your head from the middle to your right. A few times slowly. And then see if you can keep your head moving smoothly and slowly while the foot moves staccato. So we have legato and staccato. or we have a brain tied up in knots, right? We have scrambled brains or legato and staccato. Maybe it's only possible when that cognitive part of the brain goes, okay, I give up. Good, you're not meant for the job. Give up. Good, that's good. good. Let the bone out of your mouth. Give the bone to somebody who can really chew it. Yeah? And then can you roll your head from side to side and just lift the inside edge or and laugh and right and then just okay, you can rest while you still remember where the floor is behind you. I mean, what other system invites us to do legato and staccato at the same time? Show me a place that does that. Oh, singing. No, but I mean of you know. Yeah, singing, absolutely, yeah.
Drumming.
Well, singing, I don't know, drumming. Yeah, music. I don't know, I guess in singing, you can't really do legato and staccato at the same time. You got to dance. Yeah, absolutely, dance. There you go. Lots of good things. So arrange your legs the same way and begin to lift the outside edge and place whichever hand you want on your head. And I don't know, roll your head whichever way you think it'll roll more smoothly, to the right or to the left, or roll it both ways immediately to find out. And where is the relationship between the movement of the foot and the movement of the head most independent? Where can they keep doing their own thing and not snag each other when you roll your head? To the right or to the left? And you might want to keep your eyes closed, just because if they're open, you'll add a third element, which is looking at one spot in the ceiling. So some of you, your big toe is now lifting. So you can check in occasionally to find out whether you're lifting the outside edge and only the outside edge, or the outside edge plus the front of the inside edge. Stuff begins to happen that is not intended. Huh? Big toe stays easy. Big toe stays easy. No, it's not a flexion at the big toe. Big toe rolls to floor. Big toe rolls to floor. Which way's the floor? Who am I talking to? This is where I need a water pistol. I go, you. You take a rest whenever you need, you know. It's like an art class. Not everybody's going to pick up their charcoal and put it down at the same time. You know, or eventually would you just keep rolling? If you're in the groove, then keep rolling your head left and right. Lift the outside edge, then start lifting the inside edge as well as the outside edge as you roll your head. Send the... send the useless part of your brain home already. And all right, wherever you are, just lengthen out your legs. Knees, and as at the very beginning, lift the inside edges and the outside edges, or maybe do it one foot at a time first and then the both together, just to see if the left clarified to some degree. Do it with the least amount of work. There's really nothing, you can't burn off enough calories doing this with too much work. It's not worth it. Tomorrow, I do have a foot with me, an extra foot, so we can look at the skeletal parts of this tomorrow. And then just go, can you go fast, left and right, left, I mean, inner, outer, do your knees do a lot less? And like, what's happening? How did that happen? Because it's not just in the feet. Okay. And stay with the feet as they are, bent. And then as we did at the very, very beginning, where you pushed upward and pulled downward, right? Kind of push up through the spine and pull downward. And just notice if some part of this, if your journey is longer. And if it's longer, does it feel longer pushing up or does it feel longer pulling down? And if so, then where? What makes it longer? Something that's at the junction of the legs and pelvis, or base of skull and head, or in between. That kind of covers everything, doesn't it? I'm safe. Okay, now. If you open both knees to the outside, you can place your feet so they're kind of like crossed in tailor fashion. You can have the soles of the feet, or you can have them crossed in tailor fashion, right? So not soles of the feet together, but crossed in tailor fashion. And then the foot that's on top, is place it on the inside of the lower leg that's on the bottom. If you can't, do something reasonably close to that. Okay, and it can be, so the both knees are open to the sides. The two knees are open to the sides. The two knees, one may be open more than the other. And like this, can you turn the inside edges as if you're lifting them? As if you're lifting the inside edges, so you kind of, or you want to drink soup out of your feet. You want to catch something in your feet. Supination, right? Like that. And then, see, so the feet stay on the ground, right? They're as crossed over and lying on top of each other as they can. A little bit like a yogi sit. So you're fine. Just see if you can slide them in more. That's it. There you go. There. Yeah. So what happens is, if you slide your feet closer to your knees, your hip joints have to do a lot more in a particular kind of way, right? And then see if you can lift the outside edges. I know that sounds really ridiculous to lift the outside edges, but try it. Okay. Then, all right, good. Then bring your soles of the feet together, like some of you started off, and once press the outside edges of the feet towards each other, and once the inside edges. But do you have to do, what's the least amount you can do with your knees? Press the little toes to each other and the whole outside edge of the foot, and then the big toes and the whole inside edge of the foot. Yeah, leave the heels on the floor, leave the heels on the ground. Keep it simple, which is usually the hardest thing to do. The balls of the toes, big toes would touch. Can the big toes touch? Can the big toes touch? Can the big toes touch? Which part of the big toes can touch? Ew. Very good. Stretch out your legs and rest. Ooh. And lastly, it's pretty wild. Come up to sit. And sit, first of all, just sit first with the soles of your feet together. See if that's any different than usual. Maybe not, maybe yes. And then bring one foot closer to the opposite side sitting bone, right? And then take the foot that's still free and see if you can place it anywhere along the inside of the shin bone. Yeah, like that. And if you can't, then have that top foot still be on the floor. Put your hands behind your back. Yeah, I would say just look around for the moment, okay? See what it's about. Place your hands behind your pelvis, but really close, and push yourself in such a way that you could come to be on your knees. Without kissing the floor. Okay. interesting. Two completely different strategies, right? Marcy is, and you've lost your name tag. And Laura. So Marcy, do yours. Oh no, you're doing Laura's strategy. Do yours. What were you doing before?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay. There you go. That's it. That's it. There you go. That's one strategy, right? So that's really pushing that lower part of the pelvis. And Laura's was actually the opposite, right? So try one, try the other, or try the one that possibly works. Now, you don't have to actually completely get up on the knees right away, but you're going in that direction, maybe, if you are. Cross your legs the other way. That might. Cross your legs the other way. The thing is that he says to leave the hands behind. So what happens to your hands when you go forward? They come off quicker than when you're really behind. Although it's much easier to actually get up to stand on your knees, right? So which part of your pelvis do you push forward if you use Marcy's original strategy? Yeah, pubic bone, lower part, the part below the, you know, I'm like a broken record, the part below the axis of the hip joints, or as some of you might start saying, the part below the wooden spoons. Won't it though, won't it though, that's right, yeah, yeah. Okay, then take, no, I'm just going to see how gullible he was saying, take a few steps forward, a few steps back. Okay. Lie on your back and see whether that changed further your ability to flip the inside outside edges of your foot. And then push yourself up and pull down again a couple of times. Yeah. Can you imagine what it would be like to hop from your elbows after this? What we did right before lunch, on the elbows with a hop? I'm not saying do it, I'm saying can you imagine? But should you want to do it, we'll all watch. I don't know, do a couple of other things that you normally, like, would you lift and lower your pelvis? We didn't do that, but you probably have some sense of your expectations of how that usually goes. Right? And the question is, with such a kind of a clarification that we've done, specifically but within a global context, you know, what do you find? Or somebody just did. She lifted her pelvis, and then she dropped one side of the pelvis down to the floor, and lifted the other side a little higher, and then the other. See if that's actually what you needed when you were on the forearms, right? Or if you'd like, just go way to the very beginning of putting one hand behind your head, with the other one take a knee, and even without all that deep listening to your lower belly breathing or to the five lines, just find out whether, boom, right? Huh? Is the knee traveling further now than it was before? Yeah, I love this looping back where everything gets easier because of everything else, huh? It's just like, all right. And you know what? Those of you with 5 o'clock meters, believe it or not, you've got 1 minute to go.